Welcome to Zichur Daf Siman Tov. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar. Now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics covered on 7 blocks, going from Daf Mem Dalet Masechet Shabbos all the way to Daf Nun. So here we go. Question number 1. Which daf do we discuss insulating and or sitting on shlachin on hides on Shabbos? That's on Daf Mem Tes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have the Malkokas regarding what Rabbi Shimon holds about animals that died on Shabbos? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Great. Number 3. Which daf do we have the Malkokas regarding moving a small menorah with grooves? That's on Daf Mem Vav. Excellent. Number 4. Which daf do we discuss a bechor that developed a mum on Yantiv and whether it has the status of muksa or not? That's on Daf Mem Vav. Great. Number 5. Which daf do we have the question Rabbi Shimon holds that something that was dachi b'daim set aside is muksa or not? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Great. Number 6. Which daf do we learn why Rebbe permits moving a pan that has ashes on it? That's on Daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn how to release branches from their muksa status? That's on Daf Nun. Good. Number 8. Where do we discuss verbally designating a bed to store money, what its status is? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 9. Where do we learn why one is liable chattas for opening up a neck opening in a garment? That's on Daf Mem Ches. Great. Number 10. Which daf do we learn the reason why you can move a naphtha lamp that was used on Shabbos because it has Torah's Kli Aleha? That's on Daf Mem Vav. Good. Number 11. Where do we learn that olive gefas radiates heat upwards where sesame gefas does not? That's on Daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number 12. Where do we learn about muksa machmas mius? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 13. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Shimon holds that the only foods set aside that are muksa are figs and grapes that are set aside to dry? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Good. Number 14. Which daf do we learn about the halakha's way to a muchni, a removable wheel of a wagon? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 15. Which daf do we learn why it's permitted to put a vessel under a lamp to catch the sparks and it's not a case of mevatel kli meyachano? That's on Daf Mem Zayin. Great. Number 16. Where do we learn that gizei tzemer wool shearings that are set aside to be used for insulation still muksa? That's on Daf Nun. Good. Number 17. Where do we learn what the lametes melachas correspond to? That's on Daf Mem Tes. Great. Number 18. Where did the question whether mochin used for hatmana is no longer muksa? That's on Daf Mem Ches. Great. Number 19. Where did we learn about Elisha Balkanafim and the miracle that occurred for him? That's on Daf Mem Tes. Good. Number 20. Where do we learn the difference between stuffing old versus new pillows on Shabbos? That's on Daf Mem Ches. Great. And finally, question number 21. Where do we learn about the importance of washing to give honor to Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's on Daf Nun. Excellent. All right. We've now completed our Grand Pop Quiz. Remember, you can come back through the week to practice to make sure you have this money down well. This is Rabbi Avraham Gold from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.